Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day 151. The birthday boy is in the house. Obviously, lockdown birthdays last all week, which is just as well given the amount of confectionery that came your way.
Yeah.
Far too much to eat in one day.
Yeah, I was going to eat it all yesterday and then negated.
You'd have been as sick as a chip, I'm telling you. Oh, dear me. Anyway, let me get into the chat. Need to be in the chat. Why am I seeing...
Do you want to hear a funny?
Go on.
I had to log into iCloud.
Okay, that's funny enough for me. That's where madness lies.
Using my... Because obviously I've got two Apple IDs, but let's not go there.
Oh, no, don't. We'll all cry.
As you said on the show, I think it was. Or it could have been on a Marooned, or it could have been both. Who knows? But I had to log in on my non-two-factored one. So up it pops, what was your first car? And what was your first school? And I've got the answers in one password, but of course it was just a mumble jumble of letters and numbers, so copy and paste. We've said this before, haven't we?
Yeah.
You get on the phone to Apple. So what was your first car? It was an ABCGH at sign, which reminds me as well... our secretary at the Catenians has sent out the Zoom details for next Thursday's circle meeting, and I decided, because obviously it's my Zoom account, I decided to be ultra secure. So I set the password, instead of six numbers, which is the default, I decided to include a couple of at signs and an ampersand, which is fine because if you click on the link, it includes an encrypted version of the password anyway. But I can imagine somebody ringing up and saying, I haven't got the password and then the login details, can you tell me? And somebody's reading out one,
do you know
two,
what, do you
at
know
what sign.
Will be worse than that?
Exclamation mark. Yes, that's the.
No, it'll be worse than that. You will have included some kind of character that's on the third level of the iOS keyboard that these people have no idea exists. Anyway, let's get to say good evening to everybody. Good evening, Jonathan.
Thank you, Kim,
for your lovely, lovely mail.
Yes, thank you.
CQ, Deb, CQ.
And thank you, Kim, for the and everybody for the birthday wishes.
Oh, yes. Played it back to him. He's a lucky, lucky boy.
He is.
And there he was with chocolate in both hands. Having said that, I had an ice cream. Anyway, we need to share the most important news of the day.
Which is...
It is cooler. We can breathe today. Last night, Mike nearly passed out in the middle of his webinar. I didn't fare much better in Maroon, to be honest.
Sweaty palms trying to control a mouse is not good.
I know, but you're just so uncomfortable, aren't you? It was the humidity. The temperature hasn't really changed that much since yesterday. But there is a breeze. You'll notice I've opened the window more.
What does that mean, 37? Is that the temperature?
In here, we are down to 32 from 49 last night. So, yes, it's fabulous. Oh, I did have this to share because Kim definitely mentioned this.
37 in... No, it's centigrade, isn't it?
Oh, Jonathan's got a toy.
What's he got?
I don't know. I'm about to go and have a look. Oh, toys. There's a funny story about that. Oh, yeah, I remember you mentioning that. A while back, wasn't it? Glassboard.
Oh, yeah, he did. I'm sure he mentioned that.
Yeah. That is rather cool. Oh, we're going to need a review of that, Jonathan.
And an unboxing.
He's probably already unboxed it.
Pack it all away, Johnny.
No, it's such a good idea, you know, in front of your keyboard. And it looks like you could probably prop your keyboard up on it as well. Oh, yes, I'm liking that. No, I mustn't get anything else that goes on the desk. No. Yeah, I remember it because didn't somebody pass a comment about the drawers? There's a drawer only on one side, not both. But the drawer looks very cool. Oh, yes, I'm liking that. Yes, there's five, but the 5% voucher off it, which makes it about 20, doesn't it? Oh, I'm tempted. No, I mustn't. I mustn't. You'll box it up again. That'll work. You've got to wait for it to be de-COVIDed anyway. Then you've got to get the address off it, and then you've got to strut your stuff. Now, I was thinking an unboxing tomorrow would be a jolly good idea. And then Amazon caused problems this week, didn't they, Mike?
Yeah.
So we'll have to see how that goes at the moment. Oh, we got a postcard from Lola, didn't we?
Yes.
She's having a ball coming home tomorrow. She's had an amazing week. Let's just say that. They were out for lunch yesterday. I don't know whether they took her with. We would have done.
We would.
Do you know how we kept saying we'll take her out to Bramley Farm for lunch?
Yeah.
And whenever we said that, it was absolutely siling it down. I said she wouldn't thank us for taking her out and having her sat in it.
No, she's a princess.
She's a princess. She is. She's a little princess. Anyway, she'll be home tomorrow. Oh, the Apple Pencil's arrived. More unboxing joy. Is it backlit? Are we talking about this thing? This dry whiteboard? Yeah. I wouldn't guess so, but I will admit it does look it, doesn't it? New and brilliant white. We'll have to have a photo of it in situ. He's loving it, though. He's loving it. Must admit, Jonathan, I have a notebook open in front of me, and it does get a lot of use, because I can stick my post-it notes in it, and I've got a pen, which is, what's the brand? It's called a Friction Pilot. A Pilot Friction pen. I've had them before, but this one is kind of a clicker pen. And it's erasable, so I use that. Now, the notebook is actually, it's not an ARC notebook, because obviously Staples went bust. But it's exactly the same size as my ARC notebook. And I've got custom dividers in it. And I've got the hole punch, so I can put my own pages in it. So it's similar, but not quite the same. But I'm liking the look of that. Right, let's have a look. Okay, so what does that mean, 37? It means it's warm, it's pleasant. You certainly, you know, are in a T-shirt. But the humidity's just totally gone. I mean, it was very warm this morning, wasn't it?
It was very warm this morning.
It was probably warm until about 2 o'clock, and then the humidity just kind of drifted away at 2 o'clock. So I, for one, am incredibly grateful, because I've got a live session in 42 minutes. So I was dreading it. But, Lord, just feel that breeze, Mike. Oh, I've never been so happy to have a breeze. You know, everyone's saying the same. It's just far too humid. There are no words to describe just how sick you can feel with just the humidity. The other night, obviously I'm working nights, and we've got this little freezer bag thing that's in the office. And I'd said to Mike, put a bottle of frozen ice in. So I'm talking about a 2-litre bottle. Mike puts in these stupid little freezer pack things. Oh, when I came to eat my lunch, which was like 2:30 in the morning. Oh, it was warm. You won't be making that mistake again, will you, Mike?
No.
Oh, and the other thing he did, this is a classic. You know, freezer blocks, they're like plastic and they've got liquid in. You freeze them and then you put them in the bag, and then when they're not frozen, you put them back in the freezer. So I fished one of these out, and I'm thinking that this isn't right. So I said to Mike, you know, this one's gone. Now, what he thought I meant, I don't know. But he sticks it back in the freezer. So it comes back again, and the next I find, it's in the bag again. And I'm like, now by this stage, Mike's gone to bed. Well, I'm calling him mentally all the names under the sun. When I said it had gone, I meant it was completely and utterly useless. The bung had come out, and there was no liquid in it, and he's still sticking it back in the freezer. Talk about I can't get the stuff. Anyway, I sorted it out this time. I put it straight in the bin.
Well, you could order some more.
Now you tell me. Do we need more?
We've got about 4 or 5.
I thought we had more than that.
No.
Oh, dear. Oh, there you go.
That looks good.
I've got the link.
It says scripts, MCP, teams, or travel. Something test bugs.
Beta presentation. No, is that presentation? Yep, beta presentation.
That breeze has disappeared.
It'll be back, don't panic. There's a lot of stuff going on for teams, Jonathan. A lot. I'm liking that. Yeah. It was a meteor shower. I believe there was, Jonathan. But I wanted to share this link that I'd put in because Kim mentioned our heat wave. Do we get a lot of flooding? So I thought I'd pop these two in for you, Kim. Both of these were yesterday. So in answer to that question, yes. In fact, this second link I'm putting in, one of the pictures, the one at the very bottom, is Tracy's hometown, Exeter. Anyway, Jonathan, never mind buying things like glass boards. What about the most exciting thing? Are you buying a Microsoft Duo?
or a Trio?
No, it's a Duo. The Trio comes in the form of Android updates for 3 years. It's not actually out yet. I think they've announced it for shipping in September.
Jonathan doesn't know. He says a what?
Oh, Jonathan. Don't you remember the Microsoft Surface Duo? It was advertised, well, it was announced last year. Hello, Anthony. Don't want to get Windows. It is Windows, isn't it? But it's got a kind of Android thing going on with it. By all accounts, what everyone is saying is, you know, whether it's a good device or not is totally irrelevant because no one's leaving the house. So why do we need a new mobile device? Can't argue with that. Can't argue with it. Yes, it's been a year in the coming, Jonathan, because they wanted to get the developers on board. So I'm assuming they have the developers on board now. Let's see how that goes. So who's joining me tonight anyway?
Me.
I'm hoping you'll be there, Mike. Wouldn't be the same without you.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you'll be handling the chat. Just saying. Oh, you know I love you to pieces. You're a lucky boy. I always say so. Yes, I'm newslettering, aren't I? I'm newslettering. Right now I'm putting slides together while I chat. I know, but what can I do? Oh, if there were 48 hours in a day, I'd need 96. That's how it works. Oh, Anthony's coming and Deb's coming. And Jonathan will be a bit late. You could always wind back and then watch on two times, Jonathan. Oh, talking of being on two times, you know I'd got myself up to 2.1 and 2.2. What I tend to do with the boiling a frog manoeuvre is when I've listened to like an hour, I'll bump it up another one and see how we get on. I have now reached where I am happy. I don't think I'll be going faster than this, but who knows? But I am finally at 2.5. So I've managed to listen to an audiobook in about 3 hours, 50 minutes.
Do you actually enjoy it?
I do. I've realised what happened was, there was a book that I started. I like my murder mystery things. It was a book by Mary Hannah and it was called The Murder Wall. So it gets going. And obviously I'm listening rather than reading because I've got a Kindle as well. I'm listening rather than reading because I want to do other stuff while I'm doing it, which I'd always thought to myself, you know, problem with that is you might need to go slower. So you appreciate your mind's already been split on two different jobs. But some of the jobs that I do are just mindless. You know, even publishing a MacBytes, because the way that we've done it, you just need to take it out to like four or five different formats, which Hindi does with the audio. And then the actual show note things, all automated. So I'm just copy-paste, and putting them where they need to be. So I can listen to a book. But this one that I'd started listening to, it was a great story. You know, it started off well. And I just got to a point where I'm like, oh, I don't really have the time to listen to that today. So I, by the time I came back to it, I totally lost the thread of where we were up to. So I thought, right, I'm going to start it again. But this time, I'm going to do it at like, well, I think I started like 1.2 times. And by the end of that book, I think I got it up to 2. And I do enjoy it because instead of like, if it was a drama, no, probably not. But if it's just somebody reading a book, there's a limit to the speed that they can read it at. And it's not the speed that you would read the book at. So if I've got a book and it says like, you know, 10 hours, if you open that on a Kindle, it would probably say 4 hours or six hours, probably about 60%. And it's because your eyes move faster than they're reading it. So I thought, well, the good news with this one is, which is why it's a good one to start increasing the speed, is that I've already heard half of it. And I do have vague ideas of what stuff was. But, you know, it'd been like 2 months. So I thought, right, if I go back and I start listening at like quite, get it up to 1.5 and see how I go. And I did. And somehow, because it's going faster, I'm more involved in it. So I wouldn't say it would work with every book. It would depend on the topic and it would depend on the narrator. There was parts of this, you know how they pretend to be different characters? Mm. And she had a much higher pitched voice and that was like nails on a blackboard. But the narrator herself for the rest of the book was great. So it's like Anthony says, it surprised me that I've managed to get it to 2.5. What I'd need to try next and what I've done, which I think is a clever idea. Once I'd finished that first book, I went on to the second book by the same narrator. And I'm just starting the third. So across those three books, I've taken it up from 1 times to 2.5. The next thing would then be to leave it at 2.5 and go into a totally different narrator and a totally different genre and see if it still works. So that is my plan. But yes, it's working. I didn't think, once I got to 2.2, I thought there's no way I can go much faster than this. But it is, it's surprising. And I did, and I have. So I'm a happy bunny. Because I got the book finished that had been lounging around there for far too long. So I finished that one and finished the second one. Now on to the third one. So yes, very, very happy. Why does nothing ever work in Keynote when I'm desperate for it to work?
Johnny says if we did After Hours at 2 speed, it'd make it to the end of the
If we did After Hours at 2 speed, can you imagine somebody listening at 2 speed? That would be like 4 speed. And we're pretty fast to start with. The lightning strikes are beautiful. I didn't actually see any forked lightning, but I did see the sky light up purple, which was lovely. Working on your sister's birthday card, Debbie. Going to be listening to the new webinar. Excellent, excellent. Good to have you with us. So Paul's just watching the chat. He's on another virtual meeting. That always ends so well with Paul. Do you remember the last time? Do you know, I've always said that, Jonathan, about people who listen to MacBytes at 2 speed. You would never keep up. You wouldn't. Because there's not, a while back I was listening to a podcast and I'm not sure if it was one that Mike listened to all the time. I have no idea. But we put one episode on in the car and I'm not going to name and shame. But I said to him, oh, Mike, make it stop. And he said, what's wrong with it? And I said, it's too slow. There were pregnant pauses between, you know, like it was. And then you press the mouse. And I'm like, no, make it stop. So that's the kind of thing I would probably listen to at 2 times. But can you imagine the series at 2 times, Jonathan? Anyway, you know what Siri's like. He does like to be appreciated. So it would be very naughty, naughty to do that, wouldn't it? Not sure if you'd risk doing 2 meetings at once, Mike, if I'm typing into the wrong box. Didn't you do that once, Mike?
I think I did.
I mean, luckily it wasn't a total calamity, but I'm sure you did that once.
I think I did as well.
I've zoomed in now, see if that's any better. This is ridiculous. I do like it when Kino behaves itself, but right now, it's being a royal pain. And it never ends well if it's going to be a royal pain. Luckily, I know how to cheat, but that's not the point. Why is it too dark as well? Right, I think I've got it now. Now all I need to do is duplicate and put it on the other one. I hope you will appreciate these slides when I get them up tonight. Oh, even that's
misbehaving. Kim had customer support, did do that in a chat to her. I think I've had customer support do that.
That's scary, isn't it? They could be putting your details in somebody else's.
Yeah, probably did.
Oh no, we don't want that. Why on earth? All I'm trying to do is flip something round, and Keynote's been a swine.
I've done it in here before. Somebody's posted a link, and I've copied it, and then instead of clicking in a new browser and going to paste it, yeah, like the stuff Johnny posts.
Oh, yes, you did, I remember
and
that.
I repost Johnny's link.
Do you know, I did it once. It was hysterical. It was around the time we were juggling stuff from your car to mine, wasn't it? And I'm texting or iMessaging Carrie. And I'm also texting Mike. So I must have left the thing open on the conversation I was having with Carrie. So Mike's at work and he's bothering me over something else. So I goes back and I think I must have seen the message, the notification somewhere else. Mustn't I, Mike?
Mm.
So, you know, like you might glance at your watch, only it was far too soon to be looking at my watch because I didn't have it. But I must have seen the message come in from Mike and I thought, oh, you know, and I'm so frustrated. And I actually said, we're not censored on here. I can actually say the word, can't I? I actually said, well, we'll have to take all the shit out of the boot of my car. Only I posted it to Carrie. And I went, sorry, wrong conversation. She was rolling on the floor. She said, what is in the boot of your car? And it was stuff like de-icer and stuff, wasn't it? I mean, it wasn't anything catastrophic. It was just the way I described it. So after that, whenever I am in WhatsApp or iMessage, I always flick back to the conversation with Mike on the principle, if I actually do want to send this thing out to somebody else and I inadvertently send it to Mike, he'll forgive me. That's my logic.
What did I do a couple of weeks ago? We've got two WhatsApp groups for Brooklands. We've got the main WhatsApp group and we've got the by request one that Kim and Tracy and others are in, and
we had to split it because there are people who aren't interested in the music shows.
So a couple of weeks ago on the Saturday afternoon, I posted the itinerary for the day. You know, at 1 o'clock we got this, and 2 o'clock we got James Bond, and 3 o'clock we got Queen, and I posted it on the wrong group. Not that it really matters. We might have picked up a few listeners actually.
We could have done, actually. You're right. Yeah, but you've got to be very careful, haven't you? You do have to be careful. People get very uppity. especially Catinians somehow. The person who set the group up was usually going on, wasn't he, about people just posting stuff that, you know, he wasn't bothered about.
He doesn't do social media.
No, he doesn't do social media.
Because it's just people posting pictures of their breakfast.
Yes. So he is a little bit...
backward.
I was going to say anal, but whatever. if that works for you, Mike, that's fine. So we're very careful about not posting too much in about the music shows. Having said that, he is actually in the music group. But I don't think he'd say anything in there because he doesn't own the group.
No.
But he does own the other one. But he even goes mad if people post like a lot of birthday things that it's nothing to do with them. And it shouldn't be in that group. And we're like, ah, that's why we created a separate music group. The first time we did it...
See you, Johnny.
See you, Jonathan. See you later. Say hello when you join us. What was I talking about?
A separate group.
Oh, yeah. The weekend that we had the end of year party, that was our, like, first music show. And it was the end of year party. And we did the whole thing online. It was hysterical. The next morning, people were waking up who hadn't bothered. But they are in the group, but they didn't come to the end of year party. There were 980-odd messages. And the thing with WhatsApp is, the default setting saves all of the pictures and videos to your camera roll. So people were also finding that their phones were full of stuff as well, and they needed to get rid of it. So I said to Mike, we probably need a separate group before people get very uppity. So that's why we have a music group. And it works really well, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think I'm virtually ready now. I've managed to do this slide. If you're with me later, I'm putting in a note created during Marooned. So there you go. I will tell you which slide it was. In fact, I can tell you now up front. It's the flat planning slide. Who knows anything about flat planning? Do you know anything about flat planning, Mike?
No.
You couldn't even hazard a guess. Apparently not. It's all to do with magazines. And I'm going
We did it.
It's all come
we
back
We did it
to him.
In one of the Brooklyn's flyers, brochures.
Yes. We literally had a paper copy. Yeah. And we were writing all over it. Yes, flat planning. Not going to spend a lot of time on it, just going to suggest that it's something that people have a look at. So I've done a mock-up of a flat plan. That's what I've been trying to do. Lots of flat plans have very clever little numbers on and stuff. But if I were to do that, I'd probably be here all day. Although, having said that, I might as well. I'm putting little numbers on the pages now. I think they're a little bit big myself. In fact, I actually think the diagram that I've done would probably, you know, when you've done it, on reflection, have been better done in Designer. But I've actually done the whole thing in Keynote. Just to prove the point, you can actually do it in Keynote, but there you go. Yes, so it's going to be a fractional mention about flat planning. Nothing dramatic. Is that planning the layout? It is. It's called flat planning because you basically, in days of yore, you planned it out on either one piece of paper or multiple pieces of paper. But what you're actually doing is creating like a miniature version of your newsletter or your magazine or any other document that you're DTPing to make sure that you've got the right number of pages and stuff like that. Just to visualise it. It works really well when you know that you're going to have specific content. So if you say something like adverts and you know how many advert spaces you've got to fill. We do that in the, well, it's not been out for years, but the one at church, the Trinity.
Yeah.
We have our newsletter, which is every week. And then there was this magazine. And the magazine was like a proper printed A4 magazine. Went off to the printers. And to fund it, because I think there was about 1,000 copies printed, so it wasn't cheap. There were advertising slots in it that you could purchase. So a flat plan would give you an overall view of how much content you need, editorial content versus advertising content. In the church magazine, the last two pages were always full of photographs. So it's things like that. But a flat plan can actually help you, even if you think, oh, I'm not going to need it for this, it's tiny. Even small jobs. Mike and I did it with, it probably had 16 pages in the end, didn't it? But it started off with about 8 pages. And we ended up with, I think, 16. We may have gone up to 32 in the end. But just to visualise where we were actually at, it was so useful. I wouldn't have wanted to do it without it. And the way we did it, the flat plan I'm showing is like a diagram. And if you printed this out at like A3, and even now it does tend to be printed out. People do tend to have it like pinned on the wall. It just gives you like that overall view. And it's usually done in pencil as well. I would love to have that digitised in some way. And you should be able to do it. You know, there should be some way to do it. But it's still better visualised. Now, I visualised it with Mike in terms of a mock-up. So we took some A4 pages, we stapled them together. In fact, I think I actually glued them together because we got like rough printouts that we'd done. And I mocked up. So it was a flat plan of sorts, but it was actually mocked up fully. And it did make a huge difference to working with it. And we were actually writing on the pages as we were going. And then when I actually sat down to do it, you could flick over to the right page and away you went. You know, I'd actually written the numbers on the lot. You've used Adobe Comp for layout planning, which is pretty good. You can then pull your layout into InDesign. Yep, that's a good way to work if you are working in InDesign. Of course, if you're not. And is that just for you, or is there some kind of sharing going on with that? Because it's the sharing with Mike that would be the issue. However I did that. You could definitely do it in Designer. But I'm thinking it's nice to eventually get it on an iPad and actually handwrite it. So in that case, I'd put it into Goodreader. GoodNotes. GoodNotes or Notability. Problem is, yes, you can zoom in and out, but when other people are drawing on it as well, it can get a bit much. I think it's the sharing that's the biggest issue with it, which is why it works if it's printed out. But I have actually done it on an iPad, but I'd love a bigger screen. I'm still after that 17-inch iPad, you know, the mythical one that's in my mind. Mind you, if we tell Timmy he could make some money from it, I'm sure he'd be interested. True. You know Timmy. Oh,
money,
yes.
Money,
Timmy. So, yes, I'm starting with flat planning, which is just basically one slide and an explanation. And then I'm straight into the demo. I've got few things to potentially download. Some fonts, I think, and some templates that are totally free. Some are free. Two aren't free. Two are free. And what else have I got? And then I've got the links to the stuff that we've done in Affinity Publisher before. And I think at that point I'm sorted with my slides. So my slides are sorted, apart from the fact that the title looks absolutely shocking. So I definitely need a different font. And probably not black. I'll do grey and have it ghosted. What do we think for fonts? Well, that's not bad. Yeah, I'll choose that one. When you see, it's a very grey slide. It's a very grey slide. When you see it, you'll know it was done 28 minutes before we went live. And I've got all of my pre-flight checks to sort out for actually doing the demo. So we'll be out of here very shortly because I've got to reconfigure all the machine and get the room reset up. You don't know anything about flat planning. Oh, right. I'll spend a couple of minutes then explaining the benefits of it. I'm just working out if 28 pages. Yes, it does. So that's fine. I've put 28 pages on my flat plan. What I don't have is a flat plan that is filled in. That would have been a good idea, wouldn't it? It would. Okay. I'll tell you what. We'll do the very basics in terms of I will just mention it. And then I'll give you a little bit more on flat planning in an upcoming session on After Hours. How's that for a good compromise? Liking that. Right, all the slides are ready. It's a miracle. Now all I need is a finalised running order. oh, yes, I've tried Balsamic before. Wasn't it the price that was an issue? Or is there a free level?
Scotland, thanks, Kim.
Why are you not pasting in? See, this is where you go wrong, Mike. There you go. I'm trying to click that link and it's not
I'll
having
add those
it.
To the list.
What are we talking about now?
Kim.
Quick and easy.
Send me songs.
Oh, I love the buy option. Let's have a look at the buy. £9 a month or £90 a year. No, it's not bad, I guess it. But two projects. Look at the price of 20 projects. I might need to lie down. And what's this? $89 for one person. I guess my issue with something like that, however good it was, is, you know, like, yes, love it in the cloud. Love it in the cloud. On a desktop, I did used to have one. I can't remember for the life of me what it was called. And it was for UI UX. So it was exactly the same as that, Anthony. Cannot remember the name. And it just disappeared one day. Developer mugged off. And that was it. But it is wireframing, but it's very basic wireframing, just in terms of content. But looking at that, because I'm looking at a recent article, I know that's for websites, but it's very, very similar. The concept's exactly the same. That's why I only intended to touch on it fractionally. I guess what I could do in terms of doing a demo for After Hours is find a couple of apps to do it in. I would love to do drawing apps. Just so I can use the pencil. It's the kind of job that makes sense with the pencil. In fact, you could probably create, this is very meta, you could probably create a flat plan actually in Publisher. It seems more of a job for designer to me. But you'll see that from this slide. I'm tempting you. No, I wouldn't pay that for that, not for that particular job. If I was doing websites and stuff, then probably. But for this kind of job, I don't think I would. Depends on the kind of work you're doing. Most of mine were for us, apart from the ones that went off to United to be printed. There wasn't much in the way of advertising to manage or whatever. Obviously, the more pages it's got, the more beneficial it is. But I found it beneficial with 8 pages. So the demonstration I've got here is 28 pages. And at that stage, you would definitely be looking for something to manage the pages with. One of the benefits of the flat plan is the way that I've laid it out, you can tell which is the centre spread. You know, just in case you ever ended up doing a flat plan of Playboy or something, you needed to know where the middle was. Flat as in apartment planning, I'm still just monitoring the chat. Poor Paul. Oh, you could afford it. Well, exactly. If somebody else is paying, that's fantastic. All right, let me reply to Paul. No, Paul. Flat planning as in planning the layout of a newsletter or magazine. Right. That's what I intended to type. Is that what I typed? Oh, it looks like it. Yet database stuff is similar, isn't it? One app that would do it handsomely would be Omnigraffle, because it's got layers. So you could put all of the advertising on one layer and all of the text on another and then toggle the layers on and off. That would be pretty amazing. You can't do that in Keynote, it has no concept. You could do it in Designer. It might just be a bit meta in there. There's a danger with the app that you use for it, that the app sits between what you need to do and getting it done. And what I mean by that is, if it's on a piece of paper and I grab a pencil, the job's done. If I've got to open up an app and then open up a file and then get in the zone, I'm like, what was I doing? I've totally forgotten. So I'll leave it there and I'll come back to it later. Seriously. So I don't bother with that. That's why. So a piece of paper's fine as far as I'm concerned. Depends how complicated it is. Depends how much you're sharing it, etc. But generally speaking, it's enough. It's enough. Right. I'm going to do an early out on here in about a minute. I've got to reorganise the screens, reorganise the room, get the right equipment there and make sure that YouTube's in a good mood. So I could be a while. If I don't pitch up till 8:05, you know what happened. YouTube hates me at times. It does. So I've got to make sure that everything is okay. And that I can see my running order. Because if I can't see my running order, then nothing's going to happen, is it? Obviously, if you are going to be with us tonight, don't forget to bring your questions. Ask away. Mike's going to consolidate some of the questions that I'll answer at the end. If it makes sense to answer them as I go along, then I will. That's my intent anyway. By the end of it, we should have a template, which would be very cool. But I won't have that actually available for download at that point. I will have that done in the next couple of days. So it will be exactly the one that I build, subject to nothing going wrong. which wouldn't be the first time. And I'll zip it all up with links to everything that I use as well, and hopefully that will be okay. Yes, get Kiva out for a walk. Oh, and tomorrow, Kim, gear up for a chicken fest when Madam gets back. When Princess Lola reappears, Chicken will be given a right dealing with, I predict.
After she'd had a wash.
After the dog has had a wash, not Chicken. Chicken can be as filthy as Chicken likes. But because we've got a live session, we are leaving early. I think this is probably our shortest show.
And Simon's just logged in.
Sorry, Simon. We're heading off so I can sort out this session. So hello and goodbye. But hopefully you'll be joining us at 8 o'clock on YouTube for the making of a newsletter. That's the plan anyway. But for the moment, it is good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.